Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, back here once again. And we'll be before long with Doug as we plow on through these health topics. I'm always happy to be a part of the health presentations that take place, along with Dr. Ken. Believe it or not, there's probably a lot of things that he and I agree on, and there, of course, there's some things that where we kind of part company, respectfully, lovingly, but we kind of part company. Because my training is different. Now, just by way of introduction, chiropractic college is 5 semester years. It's 10 semesters, and it's essentially a year longer than med school because we get an awful lot more diagnosis. The heavy diagnosis that occurs in medicine usually is when they, you know, after graduation, after they've decided what particular field of medicine they want to specialize in, and then that's when they get the heavier diagnosis in that particular field. In chiropractic college, we get it before we get our basic degree. And I say that because what my diagnostic procedures with my patients are whatever, get my verbiage correct here for you, is that it almost always comes down to either some kind of trauma that's happened, some kind of poisoning that you've been exposed to, or malnutrition. And malnutrition is the one that reigns above everything else. One way to be sure of being malnourished in America today is to follow the standard American diet. And so in the program today, I want to address some questions about cholesterol that I was asked, and also some suggestions on the best food choices for children, especially when they're weaned and off of mama and they're ready to start eating solid foods. So the thing I want to talk about with cholesterol, cholesterol is this waxy, fat-like substance that's essential for making every cell membrane and structure throughout the human body. It's also crucial for protecting the nerve sheath, the covering of our nerves. It plays a vital role in the production of our hormones. It's the first step in making vitamin D in our skin. It's essential for the production of bile acids that break down fats that are in our food during the digestive process. And cholesterol is made in the liver, and only 20% of it comes from our food. I mean, even the brain makes its own cholesterol. And because of the blood-brain barrier, the brain can't take up cholesterol that's in the blood. So it has to make its own cholesterol. So medical science has targeted cholesterol as being, you know, both good and bad, and unfairly, it blames it as the major cause of the rising rate of heart disease. Cholesterol drugs are the most highly prescribed medication in the world, yet heart disease is still the number one cause of death worldwide. Now, I want to give you a little thinking experiment about this for a moment. The number one cause of death worldwide is heart disease. And if you start to have some problems with your heart, where are you going to turn to? You know, 9 out of 10 people are going to go to a cardiologist. And that cardiologist is going to follow the standard of care in trying to take care of your cardiac problems, while it's still the number one cause of death on the planet. In the same vein, now bear with me here, in the same vein of thinking, the number two cause of death worldwide is cancer. And if something happened to you physiologically, that you, a lump or blood or something, and you went to get this checked out, and they say, well, you got cancer, but you're here early enough, we can probably help you with it. Hopefully it's not a stage 4 when it's diagnosed. And what are they going to do? They're going to follow the standard of care that leads to the second leading cause of death in the world, cancer. Now, I'm not saying anything other than that. I just want you to follow the logic. Let's say the number one cause of auto accidents was faulty repair shops doing a lousy job of maintenance of your car. Just by way of argument. And all of a sudden you got a rattle or a bump or a vibration or something. Where are you going to take your car if you don't know how to fix it yourself? You're going to go to a repair shop. The number one cause of auto accidents, according to my model here, in the world. And what are they going to do? They're going to do the standard repair job on your car. And yet it's the greatest cause of auto accidents in the Western world. Now, if you follow my logic here, you might find holes in my logic. People often do. But if you follow my logic here, would you consider something else as being the problem if you had heart problems other than the fact that you don't have enough heart drugs in your bloodstream? Maybe there's something else that needs to be in the bloodstream besides drugs in order to help the heart. That is the power of propaganda. That's the power of propaganda that comes to us from the FDA. And the FDA's primary reason to exist is to make the world safe for big pharma, for medication, for drugs. So now, with that having been said, I want to come back to cholesterol. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. Now, I started off the program here talking about how cholesterol is one of the most highly prescribed medications in the world. And cholesterol is so vitally needed in our bodies that cholesterol management has been overlooked and essentially ignored. In other words, cholesterol just gets a bad rap, period. But cholesterol provides the body with the essential constituents that we need to balance our metabolic requirements in accordance with the normal cycles of nature that we go through. And to maintain accurate cholesterol levels as we age, we need to make some lifestyle changes. And so what I do with my patients is I add some basic nutrients and substances to the diet, but these things have to be tailored individually. You know, claiming that everybody should have the same lipid levels in their bloodstream is absurd. Saying that everybody should have exactly the same sugar levels in their blood when they wake up in the morning is ridiculous. Or that every woman should have exactly the same emotional hormonal balance in their bodies is likewise ridiculous. What our bodies need is an individual approach to determine what it really needs. This is not rocket science. This is life science. And the human body wants to preserve itself for as long as it possibly can. And in the process, it will begin to reduce certain metabolic functions as we get older. Tissue reserves may have become depleted. Nutrients may be absorbed less effectively. The rate of repair, if we've damaged some tissues, slows down. If it becomes too overworked, we may need higher levels of cholesterol in our body. Now, we've known that for a long time, yet it smacks up against the standard dogma that comes from medical science, that any level of cholesterol above a certain amount, like anything over 200, is dangerous. I have found in my practice anything under 200 is dangerous. And the older we get, the higher our cholesterol levels need to be. I would use Dr. Graveline, just like it sounds, Graveline. It's one of the cardiologists to our astronauts. He wrote a book called Lipitor, The Thief of Memory. And it's his experience with cholesterol-lowering drugs and how it robbed him of his memory and all other kinds of problems. These cardiologists insist that nobody can go into space as a part of the American, of NASA, unless their cholesterol is over 300. They will not let them go into space because the brain will not work the way it needs to work, like timed clockwork, when you're up there in the confines of space without high cholesterol. But we live our lives so fast anymore. I mean, the the senior body, and I'm 73, and some people would consider that a senior. I consider Doug a senior. He's a few years older than I am. I kind of consider him to be the senior. But even the older we get, we still have this compelling will to live inside of our bodies, not die, but to live. And, you know, it would be crazy if you drove your car 100 miles an hour all the time you got into it, expect it to last. But that's kind of the way the westernized way of life is with us. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And unlike in other parts of the world, we don't really honor the natural rhythms of aging. Now, there's a book by Dan Buettner, B-U-E-T-T-N-E-R, called The Blue Zones. And the book draws on research into the longest-lived cultures around the planet. Those are living 100 and older. And there's very many interesting findings, and I highly encourage to look into this if you want to live to that age with your brain working and your body working. But I want to add a little bit of a caution, because one of the recommendations is to maintain a 95% plant-based diet. A 95% plant-based diet simply does not provide enough animal protein and fat. And furthermore, not everybody can digest legumes, which they promote in this book, but there's a lot of good information in that book anyway. So the rising cholesterol levels in our bodies as we get older is simply a normal function of conserving our body systems. It should not be discouraged. And we age in a 30-year cycle of life. And in each of these 30-year cycles, we want to accommodate the kind of care to prepare for the next one. Something called trophotherapy, or the science of healing by applied nutrition, is what I'm talking about. Now, we're going to go to a break here shortly. When we get back, I have three supplements I highly recommend in order to maintain a good, steady level of cholesterol in the bloodstream. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And in a few moments, I will continue with this as we continue with the Good Day Health Show. Stick around.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. There's three things. I often talk about Standard Process. It's the oldest supplement company in America since 1929, and it has an almost 1,000, it's 900 and some acres of organic farming in Wisconsin, and which makes up about 85% the vegetables that are grown there makes up about 85% of what is in the products that Standard Process markets. And they market up to, I think it's around 150 products covering that many different processes inside the human body that are dependent upon these certain nutritional substances to keep these operations going. Now, there's three things that I highly recommend in order for you to maintain good cholesterol levels. Something called Cyruta, C-Y-R-U-T-A, Cyruta. It prevents arterial plaquing, and it's a concentration of green leaves of the buckwheat plant that contains the most abundant amount of rutin and other bioflavonoids such as hesperidin and quercetin of any plant on the planet. And the inside of our blood vessels, as we get older, if we don't take care of this kind of food nutrition, the blood vessels can dry, they crack, they lose their elasticity over time. Cyruta acts to maintain the integrity of the blood vessel wall, and it also contains seeds of the plant that breaks down excessive fat deposits that accumulate in the 100,000 miles of vasculature throughout our entire body. Most of those blood vessels you can't see without a microscope, but 100,000 miles of blood vessels in our body. That's 4 times around the circumference or the equator of the Earth. Another product is called soybean lecithin, because this product not only contains the fat of the soybean, it has no hormone-influencing substances. Of all the things I tell people not to do with soy, the soybean lecithin has none of those products in it. In fact, it's just primarily two things called phosphatidylcholine and phosphatidylserine. And it's a great source of phosphorus that balances excess calcium. It balances the excess fat in the blood, and it helps to keep cholesterol in solution until it reaches the liver, where the liver decides if you need more or need less. And then a third product called Betafood. It's a concentration of beet, leaf tops, and root. Betafood is high in the contents that thins the bile and the liver clearing properties. These are the kinds of things our ancestors used to maintain lifespans of 100 years before there were any antibiotics, before there were any vaccines, before there was any dependence upon medicine to keep us alive, when all they knew primarily back then was good nutrition. So the optimal diet for managing cholesterol is kind of the hunter-gatherer way of eating, the paleo-focused type of diet that includes good eggs, raw dairy, and cheeses. And I'm telling you, this works so well with my patients. I mean, and walking, you know, 30 to 60 minutes a day, and yoga or tai chi or biking or swimming to keep the body moving, because if you stagnate, you die. Movement is life in association with the rest of the things I was talking about. Now, we're going to go to break here in a moment. When we get back, I want to hit a couple of topics relative to the what I consider to be the best foods to be feeding children, especially during this holiday season. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We will be back in just a few moments.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden urged global condemnation of sexual violence by Hamas during their October 7th murderous rampage into Israel. Biden spoke about horrific reports of sexual violence by Hamas as he blamed the militant group's refusal to release female hostages for the end of the recent ceasefire. Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy this morning, Israel time.
We will bring the Hamas October 7th rapists to justice, and we demand accountability from the international bodies that remain complicit with them through their silence.
The hunt is on for a gunman who ambushed a school police officer in Texas, shooting him in the leg. This happened outside the Northeast Early College High in Austin. School police chief Wayne Sneed.
One of our officers called out that he was taking gunfire from an individual.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm glad that you're a part of the audience. And I'm proud. I'm proud of the fact that Doug relies upon me to give advice in the maintaining of health and the recovery of health that isn't drug based. Living better chemically isn't, you know, if it's a matter of saving one's life, there's no issue about it. But if we're dealing with chronic problems, drugs may not be your best alternative. Lifestyle changes usually is what we're looking for. And over my 50 years at least, of talking about these subjects and how to live, how to eat, how to navigate through this incredible journey we call life, I'm often asked, and I think this is probably the number one question I'm asked by my parents, especially new parents, what do I feed my children to make them strong and keep them healthy? And the answer is really profound. It just begins with a basic understanding of what food and eating is. Our first experience in receiving human nutrition occurs over the 40 weeks of gestation in the womb. And around the clock, nutrient-dense building blocks of proteins, amino acids, fats, carbohydrates are saturating every tissue, every growing gland, every growing organ, all of which are literally in the process of creating a living being that we call this fetus that becomes a baby. And these building blocks are based on the best resources available in mama's reserves. One of the definitions of the word mother It comes from Latin, mater. And mater means to nourish, interestingly enough. So after 9 months of complete darkness, surrounded by these life-giving fluids and nourishment, we're born. And the transition to the outer world is a monumental adjustment. I mean, the first 12 weeks out of the womb are what a lot of people refer to as the fourth trimester. And then this is followed by 9 more months of the introduction of food. And the cycle of this first year establishes the relationship that you're going to have with food and eating for the rest of your life. Now, breast milk, obviously, is the first and most beneficial food for a newborn. A suckling infant stimulates the nerve endings that are in the nipple and the areola that signals the pituitary gland in the brain to release two hormones, prolactin and oxytocin. And prolactin causes the mammary glands to absorb nutrients from the blood supply, the proteins, the sugars, the fats, rather than from the contents of mom's stomach. It's not grabbing it from mama's stomach, it's grabbing it from her bloodstream. And it turns these substances into breast milk. And then eating food brings the outer world into the inner world of the human body. And it's an immunological event, it's an endocrine event, it's a nervous system event, all dependent upon digestion. And since the 1940s, Western cultures have for the most part lost their awareness of and connection to real food. The foods that we eat today have been so adulterated to the extent that it's no longer capable of nourishing the human population. Just look at the statistics, for crying out loud. When I was a child in the 1950s, according to the CDC, 2.4% of children under the age of 18 had a chronic illness, a chronic disease. Today, it's over 50% of children in our country have a chronic disease. We've become a culture that just no longer honors the life-giving bounty of nature that Mother Nature has to offer us. We become so a culture so laden with chemicals, bleached white flour, high fructose corn syrup, pasteurized dairy, trans and hydrogenated oils all the time contain very little nutritional value, yet they make up 90% of the standard American diet. So where do you begin to feed your children correctly? Well, local food co-ops, local farmer type of co-ops is a great place to start. And there are networks of these like-minded individuals that can help you begin to understand the normal way to access balanced nutrition. So the best guide for food shopping, locally grown vegetables and organic when available, farm-raised beef, chicken, pork, including the organs when possible, muscle meat proteins that you can introduce after the first year. You can feed children in the first 12 months of life minced up organ meat. Yes, there are parents to do that because they know how nutritionally rich organs are, especially liver. But the muscle meat, the steaks and the chops and burgers and stuff like that, after the first year. Then raw dairy products only raw. We did not have a cholesterol problem until we started pasteurizing milk. Wild-caught fish, whole grains, excluding wheat and excluding rice. Amaranth, quinoa, millet are highly recommended. But the wheat of today is not the wheat of our grandparents. Neither is the rice. And then primarily organic berries. You want to minimize other fruit consumption. Organic berries, raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, and the other kind of berries that you can get in the organic section of your grocery store. Highly recommended for children. And then the nuts and seeds, preferably raw, preferably organic. These should be soaked and offered in small amounts. Peanuts, which really aren't nuts. They're beans. They're legumes. And they're hard to digest, are not recommended for children coming off the breast unless the peanuts are organically grown, because they're heavily sprayed with insecticides. Almost any peanut product out there has been heavily sprayed with insecticides. And then the nut and the seed butters, almond butter, cashew butter, sesame butter, which was known as tahini, is very easy to digest. Now, a couple of places that I would recommend you take a look is at the WestonAPrice.org. WestonAPrice.org and search for nourishing, healthy babies. It's a thicker book, but my goodness, when I can get parents to move this kind of a diet to their children, their teachers even have comments to make about these kids after a few months on these diets. They're moving up in scholastic levels. They're achieving higher reading levels, better mathematics, better verbiage, better social relationships with their fellow students, and they don't get sick. Now, the best guidance for digestive issues and properly preparing foods for children, two books I recommend. One is Gut and Psychology Syndrome by Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride. It just outlines how a range of medical conditions are simply linked to a deficiency in the flora that exists in our gut and our intestines. And part four of that book, called Having a New Baby in the GAPS Family, essential reading for all new parents. It even has profound impact upon the autistic spectrum. And then another book called The Complete Cooking Techniques for the GAPS Diet. It's by Monica Corrado, C-O-R-R-A-D-O, one of the most complete reviews of the GAPS diet available today. And GAPS is G-A-P-S. If you go to my website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, and search GAPS, G-A-P-S, a series of podcasts will show up. If you can move yourself and your children to a diet more like this, I guarantee you, sickness and illness will become a thing of the past. Now, the family dinner, a couple of comments I wanted to make about that, because we're so busy. We're living our lives, as I said, at 100 miles an hour, and we don't often have the time to sit down as a family, but we want to sit down together and begin eating at the same time. You don't want to gulp your food. You don't want to eat too fast. You want to chew your food well. You want to teach these kids to chew their food well. It's recommended to chew each bite about 10 times. And then you want the meal to be a joyous event, laughter, lighthearted conversation, joking around with one another in the best positive ways to do these things. You never want to fight. You never want to argue, because these things affect digestion. You don't want to fight. You don't want to argue. You don't want to have intense discussions when you're taking in nourishment. You want to follow the old adage to rest and digest. You often hear about the fight or flight aspect of the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight. Well, the other half is the parasympathetic that we know as rest and digest, which is what needs to be taking place when we all meet together as a family for dinner. And then some respect exhibited towards the powers of nature for the food that you're eating, or for the animals that were sacrificed for your nutrition, and especially for those who took the time to prepare these meals. Now, guidelines on beverages, what to drink, what not to drink. I suggest you never start the day hungry. Now, if you're moving towards, as I am myself, back into intermittent fasting type of diet approach, that I have everything laid out, everything scheduled right after Christmas dinner, it'll be coming up before too terribly long. But I'm going to move back into where I felt the best I've ever felt, lost weight, increased muscle mass without weightlifting, felt really good. I'm going to move towards that. That's not necessarily the best diet for growing children. But once the growth is over with, then that might not be a bad idea to move to. But when it comes to beverages, children have no business drinking soft drinks or fruit beverages. Way too much water. And an alternative is what I do. I drink a lot of sparkling water with a lemon or a lime slice. And according to a recent study that was published in Gut magazine, yes, there is a magazine about your gut, up to 35% of people who consume fruit beverages like orange juice, apple juice, grape juice, are more susceptible to colorectal cancer, the third leading type of cancer. Because why? Well, I can't prove this, but in my opinion, it's because of the tremendous load of sugar that is present in these drinks. That's why children will prefer fruit drinks, and unknowingly thinking that maybe you're giving them some aspect of fruit. You're not. You're just giving them sugar. And then when it comes to whole food supplements, there are some that I recommend for children. Something called chewable Catalin. Catalin is the all-round vitamin mineral enzyme. It's available at ForbiddenDoctor.com under products. Catalin is spelled C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. Chewable because it is food, and it has a drop of cherry juice in it that makes it sweet for kids to do it. And also chewable Conjuplex. It has vitamins A and C and calcium lactate and thymus extract to strengthen the immune system, and RNA, ribonucleic acid, for cellular production. But this is moving our diets back to what our grandparents ate and our great-grandparents ate when they were living to advanced ages. Don't buy into this idea that during the 1800s, the average lifespan was 40 years. That's nonsense. What they did was they averaged children who died early in life to people who lived long, and as a result, they end up with these crazy numbers. So that's it. Stick around. I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes to finish the show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I hope we've been able to help you today at jackstockwell.com.
A unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. will continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yes, in fact, there is a doctor in the house. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Jack and I were just talking about one of the great products from Standard Process. Jack represents Standard Process, which is the only natural manufacturer of, and that sort of is an oxymoron, because if you're doing something all natural, it's not really manufacturing, but they use all natural foods and all of the supplements that they have. We were talking about me taking Cardio Plus, which is one of the best things, I think. And Jack and I were talking about
the heart.
Yeah, right. Well, that should, you need food for the various elements in your body. And yes. Jack always is talking about this on his 1 hour that we have, Good Day Health. And so I participate with Jack a little bit just to keep my voice familiar to the people who are listening to Jack. When his program airs around the country every weekend, we put him together with the Ken Cronos for 2 hours of Good Day Health. So you'll check that out by listening to the either the local station that carries this program, or you can go online to gooddayhealthshow.com. All right, do that. A lot of good podcast information. I noticed you were talking about Weston A. Price in the last of your podcast,
yes.
Or the last of your
yes.
hours. Would you, for those, I am a big follower and a fan of Weston A. Price because of the raw milk issue that they were pretty much first on. What else
is
Weston A.?
Weston Price, Dr. Price was a dentist back at the turn of the last century. Mm-hmm. And after World War II or I was over with, and remember, the dentists back then were the great nutritionists of the day. If you wanted to know something about nutrition, you'd go talk to your dentist, because he knew that the condition of your teeth was an indication of the condition of the rest of the body, and they knew back then what to do about it in the way of foods. So he goes on a world tour of many, many years, and he goes to study the indigenous tribes that are removed from commercial food production, high in the Alps, up at the Inuit, at the Arctic Circle, Polynesians, Plains Indians here in America, South America, African tribes, and spent all his, not all his money, but most of his money, and he was a photographer as well, and he took pictures of these people, and he found they were completely unrelated and no communication between them whatsoever because they were all isolated from the rest of society. And he found one thing that was absolutely consistent with every one of these tribes. No cancer, no heart disease, no arthritis, no infectious problems, no diabetes, beautiful babies, good, healthy, pregnant women, and they had high fat diets, mostly wrapped around eggs and dairy products. They had grains, but they would treat the grains before they made bread out of them. They would soak them to make sure they got rid of all of the phytic acids and the other kinds of things that are not, they are called anti-nutrients in the modern bread production today that hurts our bodies. So to back up what he was doing, he would take pictures of their dental arches. He would take pictures of their physical presentation and showed strong, resilient, healthy bodies. But the consistent thing was, they all had high-fat diets, mostly dairy stuff, cheese, yogurt, kefirs, raw milk. And this is all cited in a book called Nutrition and Physical Degeneration. It is still in print to this day, almost 100 years later.
Yep.
Nutrition and Physical Degeneration, that you can get at WestonAPrice.org.
Yep.
I highly recommend it in every home.
All right, let's talk about sweet potatoes and how they support digestive health. A lot of people are looking for things. This is about yellow, is it not? Anything yellow,
yeah,
would you say?
Well, anything that has bright colors to it. And I think Mother Nature has done that so that we get various carotenes. Now, the beta carotene is something that's considered by the FDA to be vitamin A. It's not. It's just a precursor to it, and we find it in brightly colored vegetables and fruits. And the thing that makes a sweet potato orange is high levels of beta-carotene that your body will convert into vitamin A. But we know that the studies are just everywhere. Supporting digestive health, bowel regularity, reducing cancer risk. It supports the eyes. It boosts the immune system. It helps to maintain healthy blood pressure. Improves insulin sensitivity. These are things that we knew were consistent with a digestive addition of sweet potatoes 100 years ago. You know, back before there were vaccines, back before there were antibiotics, back before there were drugs for everything and anything, the way people knew to stay healthy was to eat what Mother Nature presented in the form that Mother Nature presented it.
There
were certain vegetables that were preeminent, and they knew that sweet potatoes was right there at the top with a few others. Like
that. All right, eat some sweet potatoes. There's Jack's advice.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.